Look up here when you find your place. Spirit's thick. Spirit's bad thick. I'd thank God that I was here today. If I was you. Spirit's thick. I'm going to preach a little title this morning. It's going to be brief. It's going to be to your heart. You're not too far gone. Cry out. It's what God's given me. And I want to share it with you this morning. You're not too far gone. He didn't come back 5 minutes ago. But he could come back in the next 5 minutes. So that told me when you were singing it lined up. You're not too far gone. And just cry out. He hasn't came back yet, even though he is going to come back. So how do you know that, preacher? Because the book said it. And I had a deacon a while ago come over here and get me in the altar and pray with me and say, just preach the word, preacher. So I'm just going to preach the word. Thank God for a deacon body that says, just preach a word. Just preach the word. Woo, glory. I ask you to stand. Psalm 138 and verse number 3. You're not too far gone. Just cry out. In the day when I cried, thou answered me, and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud, he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, I thank you that you spoke to every soul already and you've told them they're not too far gone. Just cry out. And Lord God, this morning you're waiting to hear the cry of your people. Lord, I'd pray for the next few moments you'd hide me behind the cross of Calvary. Lord, for the next few moments, I'd pray you'd guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything that would come out of this vessel this morning be all about you and nothing about me. Lord, I'd pray for the one this morning, Father. As Brother Garrett sung the song, if he'd have come 5 minutes ago, where would they be? Lord God, if they responded, that hell would have been their home. Lord, I'd pray they'd make it right before they walk out of these doors today. Lord God, I'd pray they'd cry out to you this morning. And I thank you that you would save that soul. Father, bless this word this morning. In Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, you may be seated this morning. Here as we come, we know that the all-knowing God knows everything about you and I this morning. And as we come, I would just want to share a little thing. You're not too far gone. Just cry out. Here the psalmist, he had come and he said when he got to where he needed, he'd just cry out to God. I would ask you a question this morning. When was the last time you cried out to an almighty God? When was the last time you was on your knees before an almighty God crying out to God? You said, preacher, what good will it do if I get on my knees before an almighty God and cry out? I want to show you four things this morning that'll happen that if you'll get on your knees before an almighty God and cry out this morning. I thank God that Tuesday night as a church, we got on our knees before an almighty God. Can I get an amen? Hey, I thank God for that this morning. I thank God that there's a God in heaven that still hears. I thank God this morning there's still a God in heaven that hears the cry of his people. The Bible says in verse number 3, in the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Number one, I'd say to you this morning, when you cry out to God, he will respond to you. When you cry out to God and you ask God to do something in your life, he will respond to you. This morning, I thank God that when he responds, you'll know when he responds, don't you? I thank God when I get before Almighty God and I ask him to do a work in my life and I ask him to search my soul, that he responds in what he does. Friends, this morning I would ask you a question. If you called somebody's phone and they never did answer, would you finally quit calling? Oh yeah, you would. Hey, but I thank God this morning they ain't a call waiting in heaven. I think they ain't a way to call up there. I think this morning that it always goes through. Hey, if you'll just call on him, the Bible says that he will answer you. He will respond to you when you need him. And every time in my life, and every time in your life that you call on God, he responds to you. You say, preacher, will there ever be a time that he won't respond? I'd say to you on authority of God's word, he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hey, friends, it don't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter how deep the hole is. It don't matter how dark it gets. And I thank God for the word. It don't matter, don't you? Hey, he says that you ain't too far gone. Just cry out this morning. Look what he says. And when the day when I cried, thou answered me, and they strengthened me with strength in my soul. This morning I would ask you a question. If it took him 4 days to answer, would it matter? Would it matter? 9 months that little baby was in that womb this morning, Brother Brian. For 9 months that baby was in that womb. And we prayed for baby Landry. And I want you to know it didn't matter when God touched that baby. Just thank God he touched that baby. Amen. Hey, this morning, if you're in the midst of a storm and the storm's raging in your life, does it matter when he shows up? Why, Lord, no, it don't matter when he shows up. As long as he shows up, can I get an amen? Hey, this morning, I want you to know, I thank God this morning that when his people call on him, he will respond when we cry out. Hey, you never know the importance of a fire extinguisher until you've been in a fire. You'll never know the importance of a fire extinguisher until you've been in a fire. When you call out, you'll know God's answered you. I want you to get this morning. A fire extinguisher can't keep a fire from breaking out. Come on, think about it this morning. But you know what that extinguisher does? He extinguishes the fire. He extinguishes the flame. He puts that flame out. He said, when you call on God, he will respond to you. This morning as a church, I thank God that we can call on him and he will respond to us. But let me show you something else in the text I've seen. You're not too far gone. Just cry out. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Get this right here. Though the Lord be high, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto you. When you cry out to God, number one, he will respond to you. Hey, but I thank God for this. Number two, he will respect you. He will respect you for calling out to him. I thank God for what the word says this morning. If you'll call out to God, he'll have respect for you. You know who God respects this morning? The one that'll humble himself before the hand of Almighty God. That's the one he will respect. That's the one he will honor. And that's the one he will glorify in his name. He says, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, and the proud he knoweth afar off. Friends, this morning when God responds to you, he will respond in a way that he will respect you. Can I get amen? Hey, to the ones that's been born again in here, and you come to know Jesus Christ, and you came to that place, and you felt like you had shame, you had guilt, you had remorse, you felt like nobody loved you, you felt like you was an outcast, you felt like you was a half-breed, you felt like nobody wanted you, and you remember when you come to Jesus Christ, you cried out to him, and he respected you. Friends, when he saved your soul, or when he saved mine, can I get an amen? Woo! Glory to God. He didn't beat me. He loved me. Man, when I come to him and got real with him and cried out and said, Lord God, I can't keep doing it on my own. Can I get a witness? I can't keep walking this life. The burden's too strong. The weight's too heavy. The mountain's too tall. The valley's too deep. The bridge is too wide. I can't keep going on. I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to get out. I can't keep doing it this way. He said, all you've got to do is call on me. I'll respond to you, and I'll respect you when you get before me. Friends, he don't beat you. He loves you. That's the kind of God I serve, amen? Man, I want you to know that day I cried out to him, he didn't beat me. You know what he did? He loved me, amen? Any kid come to their father and say, I've messed up. You know, daddy ain't going to whoop that baby. Daddy ain't going to whoop that baby. You know what daddy going to do? Daddy going to love that baby up. There's a lot of you in here this morning, you ain't too far gone. just cry out. You just need daddy just to love you up a little bit, amen. You just need daddy wrap him arms around you and love on you just a little bit, amen. Every time my daughter, I just throw this out here to them daddies, amen. Every time my daughter's in a crowd, you say, you do that in spite. No, no. She'll be in a crowd walking by and say, hey, baby, I love you. Me too, daddy. So, whoa, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. And she'll come back and that old grin get on that face. And I said, baby, I love you. And she said, daddy, I love you too. Folks, I want you to know God's all day long telling you, baby, I love you. Oh, child, I love you. I love you so much. All I want you to do is cry out to me. I will respond to you. I will respect you right where you're at. When you're in that lowly state, and you're in that state when nobody else thinks there's anything good left in you, I see so much left in you. I want you to know he's seen something worth saving, and I thank God he did, don't you? Number one, this morning, let me show you this. He says in the Word of God, number one, we looked. He said that if you'll call on him, he will respond to you. Number two, if you'll call on him, you're not too far gone. If you're not too far gone, just cry out. Number one, he'll respond to you. Number two, he'll respect you. But number three, when you cry out to God, he will revive you. Gates of hell couldn't mess with us this week. Now, don't talk that, preacher. You'll get it on you. I ain't worried about getting it on me. Can I get an amen? Hey, I ain't worried about the devil. I ain't worried about Satan. I ain't giving him no authority. I ain't giving him no room. There's one bigger than him, and his name is Jesus Christ. Get out of here, Satan, in the name of Jesus. By the blood we've been healed. By the blood we've been saved. It's a bloody sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Satan has no place in here. You said, preacher, why are you so excited? Man, that baby is alive and well. Wow! Boy, it wouldn't take long to get wide open, amen? I want you to know when they got that report on Wednesday, Brother Brian Nolan, on Wednesday, I want you to know the gates of hell tried to prevail all week long against me and against you. But you know what? I kept looking at the miracle. I kept looking at the master. I didn't get overwhelmed by what was going on around me. I kept my eyes on what God was doing in that baby's life. And I said, Lord God, I believe if you can deliver that baby. Lord God, I believe if you can do that in that baby's life, you can do it in my life. He said, if you want it done, you just cry out to me. You just call on me. I'll respond to you. I will respect you. And preacher, I will revive you. This morning, if you ain't revived, whoa, if you ain't on fire, can I get an amen? I told you when we come, just a pet rally for Jesus. Oh, we need to be all more, a little bit more respectful in the house of the Lord. I don't know what y'all going to do when y'all get to heaven, but I'm going to have a glorious time. Man, he has saved me from a devil's hell. When I called on him, he responded. When I called on him, he respected me for my call. And he revived me. I want to ask you a question this morning. When was the last time you can say, preacher, I've been revived? You say, well, if that would have happened to my family, I'd be on fire. If you're a child of God, that was your family. That's the way I've been looking at it. I told Hayden and Kenzie, that may be their baby, but that's Union Chapel baby too, amen? Amen? All these little babies around here, man, they everywhere. They changing diapers on the pews. I walk by, I say, glory to God, change that diaper, son. Let's keep rocking on, amen. He said, preacher, I don't like all this baby. Boy, I love babies, don't you? I told him the other night, I love babies. Man, I love babies. I love middle-aged folks. I love old folks. I love old folks. I love them all because I know I was a baby one day. Now I'm middle-aged, and one day I'm going to be an old folk. Amen? Hey, you got to love them all, Jesus says. You got to love everybody. If you want to know people to know that you're a disciple, he says, have you loved one for another? Friends, this morning I want you to know you can't depict who you love. You can't choose to love that and hate that one. Friends, I want you to know if God lives in your heart, he's responded to you. He's respected you and he's revived you. You're going to have love for that man sitting beside you. You're not going to judge him. You know what you're going to do? You're going to love him up. Amen? You're just going to love him up. You're going to come up underneath that individual and love him up. And Jesus said, God said here in the book of in the Psalm, he said, I want you to know, number one, I will respond. If you'll cry out, I will respond. The reason we don't see God move more than he does is because we don't cry out. Well, people may not like that, but that's truth. If you don't like what's going on right now, start crying out. I promise you, it'll get better. If you're bitter, there ain't but one way to go, and that's better. Don't keep going more bitter. You get better. You can either get better or you can get better. Right? I want to get better and better and better and better and better. So let me give you this. If you don't like what's going on right now in your life and you think I'm too far gone, I'm about ready to quit and throw this Christianity in. If you can throw it in, you didn't have it anyway. I don't like that, preacher. That's just the way. If you can throw it in, I'm going to lose my religion. If you're just going to lose it, you didn't have it anyway. I'm going to lay it down for a little while if you didn't have it anyway. You can't lay down something like Jesus Christ. You know how big he is, how little. You can't lay him down. You can't. They couldn't nail him on that cross, and we can't lay him down. He comes inside that individual. He does a change. He said, you cry out to me. I will respond. I respect you for whatever you got going on in your life. And I will revive you like you've never seen before. I've said all my life, ever since I started preaching and pastoring a church, I'd never pastor a dead church. Won't never do it. Won't never do it. Well, preacher, he may send you to one that ain't got but three people. They won't be dead. Because I am the church. You are the church. This building's not the church. This building here can't cry out, Brother J.D. This building can't cry out. Only his people can cry out to him. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Do you think you're too far gone? If you think that this morning, I got news for you. Just cry out. He will respond, he will respect you, he will revive you, and I want to show you the fourth thing this morning. He will rescue you. Rescue you. Man, rescue you. Do you remember what you was rescued from? I do. Won't get into that, but I do know what I was rescued from. And I want you to know this morning when Jesus Christ, when he saved my soul, he rescued me. And I am forever. Do I owe him anything because he rescued me? No, no. I don't owe him nothing now. What he done freely. He died on that cross freely. I don't owe him nothing, but I'm indebted to him the rest of my life. I just am. I just am. So, preacher, that ain't, I just am. That's how I am. If my daughter was in an accident, automobile accident, really bad, or anybody in this building, and a man, it was on fire, and it was burning to the ground, and they run in there, and they grabbed your baby up and got that baby out of that car and pulled him to safety, you didn't owe that man a thing for doing what he did. He did that on his own. He seen the need. He did it on his own. But that daddy would always be indebted to the man that pulled his baby out of the fire. Folks, I want you to know Jesus Christ pulled me out of the fire. He rescued me, and I'm always indebted. Let me show you this morning in the text. He says not only that, but he'll rescue you. I won't preach nothing to you that ain't in the Bible. Look what he says. Verse number 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. There's the revive part. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. He said, if you'll cry, if you'll just cry out, you say, I'm too far gone, preacher. No, you ain't. It's just a little trick of the devil. He ain't nothing. He ain't nothing. In the name of Jesus, rebuke him. Quit playing so much defense to get on offense. Scoring's a lot better. Who likes to play defense? Making the bucket's a lot better. Jesus said this morning, if you want what he has, he said, number one, you must cry out. He said, I'll respond to you. I will respect you. I will revive you. And I will rescue you. I got something I want to read. Just do not close your Bible. Stay where you're at. Keep looking up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Just keep looking up. I got something I want to read to you. Don't usually do this. Y'all know I don't, but this right here is on my heart. And this is for somebody. Y'all remember the mother glasses I had? Them old big brown ones? Brandy said, you will not get behind that pulpit with them things again. She said, let's go to the Dollar General. Well, I thought we was really going to get something. You hear me? Laughter is like good medicine. If you quit laughing, if you quit laughing and you quit having fun, it won't be long. You'll quit what you're doing. You take a husband that'll leave out on his wife. The laughter left. It didn't take long. The laughter left and the fun was gone. You take a wife that left out on the hut, it don't take long. The laughter, the fun left, and they got gone. You take friends that leave other friends, the laughter left, the fun got gone. Folks, this morning I want you to know the Bible says that laughter is good. It's good for you this morning. It's good for me this morning. But you'll never get the laughter in your heart until you get Jesus Christ right where he needs to be. This morning I want to read you a little story this morning. I'm talking about the rescuer and rescuing you from what you need this morning. If you think you're too far gone, you listen to this preacher this morning. Just cry out. Just cry out. Preacher, what'd you do? I didn't do nothing more than cry out. Well, God, I know I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Save my soul. I didn't know a memory verse one. I didn't know what tithing was. I thought a 20 covered it all. Can I get a witness? I thought a 20 covered it all. Put 21. 21 $1 bills so it looked good. Looked fatter when it come by. Can I get a witness? Didn't know none of that. All I knew, I was headed to hell and needed Jesus. Let me read this to you. Take my son, the rescuer. A wealthy man and his son loved to collect rare works of art. They had everything in their collection. They would often sit together and admire the great works of art. When the Vietnam conflict broke out, the son went to war. He was very courageous and died in battle while rescuing another soldier. The father was notified and grieved deeply for his only son. About a month later, just before Christmas, there was a knock at the door. Young man stood at the door with a large package in his hands, and he said, "Sir, you don't know me, but I am a soldier from whom your son gave his life for. He saved many lives that day, and he was carrying me to safety when a bullet struck him in his heart, and he died instantly. He often talked about you and your love for art." The young man held out this package. "I know this isn't much. I'm not really a great artist, but I think your son would have wanted you to have this." The father opened the package, and it was a portrait of his son painted by the young man. He stared at it in awe at the way the soldier had captured the personality of his son in the painting. The father was so drawn to the eyes that his own eyes welled up with tears. He thanked the young man and offered to pay him for the picture. "Oh no, sir, I couldn't never repay what your son did for me. It's a gift." The father hung the portrait over his mantle every time visitors came to his home. He took them to see the portrait of his son before he showed them any of the other great works he had collected. The man died a few months later, and there was to be a great auction of the paintings. Many influential people gathered, excited over seeing the great paintings and having an opportunity to purchase one for their own collection. On the platform sat the painting of the son. The auctioneer pounded his gavel. "We will start the bidding with this picture of the son. Who will bid for this picture?" There was silence. Then a voice in the back of the room shouted, "We want to see the famous paintings. We want to see the famous paintings. Skip this one." But the auctioneer persisted. "Will somebody bid for this painting? Who will start the bidding? $100, $200. Another voice angrily, "We didn't come to see this painting. We come to see something a whole lot more. Get on with the real bids." But still the auctioneer continued, "The son, the son. Who will take the son?" Finally, a voice came from the very back of the room. It was the longtime gardener of the man and his son. "I'll give $10 for that painting." Being a poor man, it was all he could afford. "We have 10. Who will bid? 20. Give it to him for 10. Let it go. Let us see the real thing. Give it to him. Let him go. Let's see the masters." The crowd was becoming angry, and they didn't want the picture of the son. They wanted the more worthy investments for their collections. The auctioneer pounded the gavel. "Going once, going twice, sold for $10. A man sitting on the second row shouted, "Now let's get on with the collection." The auctioneer laid down his gavel and said, "I'm sorry, the auction is over." "What about the paintings?" "I'm sorry, when I was called to conduct this auction, I was told of a secret stipulation in the will. I was not allowed to reveal that stipulation until this time. Only the painting of the son would be auctioned. Whoever bought that painting would inherit the entire estate, including the paintings." The man who took the son gets everything. God gave his son over 2,000 years ago to die on the old rugged cross. Much like the auctioneer today, his message today is true, still the same. Whoever will cry out for the son, whoever will cry out for the son, whoever will take the son, you see, they get everything. This morning, as your pastor, I would ask you, have you cried out to the son? If you have, I don't care what your bank account looks like, you've got it all. If you haven't, today could be the day of salvation. Folks, this morning, if you'll cry out to God, you remember this, you're not too far gone. Just cry out to an almighty God. Whoever has the Son has it all. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, I love you so much. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood this morning. Father, your Bible says by your stripes we're healed. Lord God, I believe this morning little Landry is only healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray this morning for that one that may be lost going to a devil's hell. Lord, I pray you'd speak to their spirit. I pray the Spirit would draw them this morning and let them know they don't have to keep going down that road. They're not too far gone. They can cry out. Father God, you'll respond to them. You'll respect them for what they ask. Lord God, you'll revive their spirit and you'll rescue them from a devil's hell. Lord God, I pray you'd speak to their heart this morning. Who has the Son? Who has the Son? Jesus Christ has it all. Bless this service. Save your people. In the name of Jesus, we ask and do pray. And all of God's people.